On this episode of Propel Your Practice, we're looking at how chiropractors and other clinic owners can optimize their Yelp business listings for better results. Hello, and welcome to the Propel Your Practice podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan with Propel Marketing and Design. On this podcast, we discuss actionable marketing strategies to help clinic owners like chiropractors, physiotherapists, and acupuncturists propel their practice's online presence. On today's episode, we're talking all about your Yelp business listing. I just want to state that I completely understand that in comparison to the amount of traffic that you would get from your Google business profile listing, that your Yelp listing for most people listening, which would be chiropractors, acupuncturists, physical therapists, other clinic owners, it's not going to drive as much traffic to your website, or you're not going to get as many leads from your Yelp listing, but it's still so important to your business. As we dig into Google Analytics, we see how much traffic that is still coming to clinic owners' websites from Yelp, which is why I picked this topic for today's episode. But before we dive in, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to join a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets of owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google business profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. Okay, now back to today's topic of Yelp SEO. Now, I have this broken into 3 sections that I want to chat with you about today. How to set up a listing if you haven't already, how to claim an existing Yelp listing, and then I want to go over with you some recommendations for improving your Yelp listing. In the show notes, you'll find a guide for setting up a brand new listing and for claiming an existing listing. I'm going to walk through these steps as we get started here, but I just wanted to mention that you can also find a complete guide that includes images and a step-by-step process by visiting the show notes. Something that's really important that I want to mention up front is as a business owner, you want to make sure that you know how to access all of your important social media and listing assets along with your website. Meaning that if you've ever worked with a marketing company or had a team member who set up your Google business profile listing or your Yelp listing, or you worked with a company that set up your website for you, you want to make sure as the business owner that you have admin access to all of these items. Recently, I was speaking with a chiropractor and they realized that even though they had access to their Google Analytics, they didn't have admin level access to their Google Analytics or their website, which then caused a number of different issues because they weren't able to access elements that they needed to access or give other people access to their Google Analytics or the back end of their website. So please, please, please make sure that as a business owner, you have access to all of your social media platforms and your website. And I'm including Yelp here as a social media platform. Let's take a look at how to set up a listing on Yelp if you haven't done so already. Now, before we dive into how to set up a listing, first, I want you to check and see if you can claim an existing listing or try to log in to see if you already have an account. What can happen is that you've been in business for many, many years, and you might already have taken care of some of the stuff years ago and forgotten about it. And now's the time to revisit it and implement some of the recommendations that we're going to go through later on. So we're going to start from the beginning of how to set it up, how to claim an existing, and then we'll go over those recommendations. But double check before you set up a new listing that you don't already have a listing in place that you just need to edit and review. So if you're a completely new business, you'll want to go to business.yelp.com. If you already have an account, you can click login. If you don't have one, you can create an account via the Manage My Free Listing option. Now, everything that we're going to be talking about in this episode is completely free, and we love that, right? So we're not going to be talking about advertising on Yelp or anything like that. We're just talking about your free Yelp listing and how to optimize that. If you're just getting started, again, you're going to want to go ahead and go to business.yelp.com and start by going through that process of either logging in or clicking the Manage My Free Listing option, depending on where you're currently at in the process. Once here, you're going to type in your business name and Yelp will automatically begin showing you suggestions for your matches. If your business isn't listing, you can click Add to Yelp for free, or you can select the listing that matches your company. Then you're going to want to go through and fill out all of that basic information, your phone number, your website, your business category, your business address, your service area. You're going to want to create a Yelp business account, and you're going to also want to verify your business. And you can usually do this by either answering a phone call to the number provided or by sending a verification email. Then you're going to want to click through and start to fill out all the information it asks you for. This is your business information, your location, your additional locations. If you have any additional locations, you're going to want to add photos. You're going to want to go through and do all of those basic first steps if you're just getting started. Now, if you already have an existing Yelp business, you're just going to want to go to yelp.com. Type in that business name and address. You should be able to find it. Your business would then be marked as unclaimed, and you would want to click claim this free business listing. Pretty simple stuff here. You're just going to want to also then go through that verification method and then start to fill out all of the points that are asked for: the phone number, the address, the website, all of that basic information. So in most cases, most people have already have a Yelp listing set up. So I want to go over now with you some tips for really optimizing that listing. And for that, again, we want to make sure that we are filling out all of the suggested location information. So we also then want to make sure that we choose the correct service category. You want to make sure that you're updating the business information specialties section using your targeted keywords. So we want to take into account our keywords and our keyword phrases as we go through and fill out our listing. Now, if you're a chiropractor, that includes stuff like chiropractor or chiropractic care. It could include back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, or other elements, either other services that you offer or conditions that you treat. You want to make sure that you list out the services that under the business information tab, we want to make sure that we are adding photos and videos. I suggest that you change the name of the images before you upload them so that you're not uploading an image that's qcore_j72.jpg. That instead, maybe you name an image the name of your company .jpg or the service that you're showcasing or a condition that you're showcasing so that you're using your keywords before you even upload the photo. Businesses that upload 4 or more photos often stand out more. So what kind of photos can you upload? Well, this is very similar to the Google Business Profile listing. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to listen to the podcast that we did about that, you can check that out by going to propelyourcompany.com/podcast or any other location where you like to listen to your podcast. Search for the Propel Your Practice podcast, and you'll see the podcast that we recently did about how to optimize your Google Business Profile listing. Many of the things that we're talking about here are very similar to what you want to do for that listing. When you're logged into your Yelp for Business dashboard, the thing that's different about this from your Google Business Profile listing is that there are additional upgrades and highlights that you can do that are paid. And again, during this podcast, we're not talking about anything that's paid. I just want to mention to you some sections that you want to make sure that are optimized for your free listing. So when you're logged in, if you go to the Business Information tab, you can click Amenities and More to see if there's anything in that section that you might want to address, including accessibility, diversity, and the health and safety section. Next, you want to check your hours of operation to make sure that those match your current business hours. If there's any upcoming special hours, you can list those as well. Then you want to go through and make sure that there are the 3 sections that are below that listed as the from this business that you take the time to fill out. And that's adding your specialties. That's what you really are exceptionally well at. Again, we want to take into account your keywords that you're trying to rank for. Then you want to add your history, which is a great place to tell customers your business story. And then the say hello to your customers. And this is where you can tell them what you're really passionate about. And again, for all of those, we want to make sure that we are focusing on the keywords that we've selected and associated with our business that we want to show up for. And just like your Google Business Profile, you want to make sure that you're also collecting reviews for your Yelp listing. And not only collecting reviews, but responding to reviews. Then you want to move over to the photos and videos tab. Here you can, again, upload those photos that we talked about. It's suggested that you upload at least 4 or more photos. Businesses that upload 4 or more photos often stand out more than their competition. These can be photos of the outside of your building, inside of your building. They can relate to any services that you offer or be associated with any conditions that your services are associated with. What you don't want to do here is add general stock photos. So make sure that you've got original high quality photos that you're uploading here, and make sure you change the name of that photo before uploading it. So you wouldn't want to upload a photo called JPG_5725. When it's a photo of your company, you would want to name it the name of your company. Then once you have your Yelp listing optimized, you want to make sure that you add your Yelp icon to your other social media icons on your website. Well, hey, before we head out, I want to invite you to join in on a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. All right. Well, that's it for today. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. And if you have a topic that you would like to hear on an upcoming episode of Propel Your Practice, please send it in by visiting propelyourcompany.com/podcast-topics or looking for the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.